T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about what the Braves did yesterday, a doubleheader sweep over the Miami Marlins that puts the Braves and launches them back into first place in the NL East this morning. As you wake up, Braves alone in first place over the Philadelphia Phillies as they sweep the and just don't sweep the Marlins. They hammer them. They outscore them 15-2 in two games and really dominated a doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader at SunTrust Park, and they're going to go for three in a row against the Marlins. This homestand is turning into what we had hoped it would be, if not for you know, maybe a decision on Julio Teheran. The Rays would be unbeaten on the homestand.
They would be undefeated. Yeah. Sneak just, you know.
4-1.
Give him one damn inning. Give him another inning.
I know.
But, I mean, but still, I mean, this is nothing to sneeze at. But the most important thing, John, is they're beating teams they're supposed to beat. And that, I think that's the most important thing.
Good call.
You're beating the teams that you're supposed to beat and getting these games at home so you can try to build a lead
right
on the Phillies right now. And that I think that's the most impressive thing is that because you remember early in the year, you were like, they lost to the Marlins again. I mean, they lost to the Reds. I mean, those type of
the
teams.
Orioles.
The Orioles. You're like, come on, man.
The Orioles.
Come on. That's how you get. They're trying to lose. They're trying to give away players, and you're losing to those guys.
Yeah, right. At home to the Orioles,
yes.
2 out of 3, right? Yeah. The Orioles. And so the Orioles are currently 50 games out of first place. 50.
50.
50.
That's about like, how many? I was looking at the standings.
I don't think that's humanly possible.
I was looking at the standings this morning. The damn Yankees. I mean, the Red Sox.
Oh, I know.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, they're like 86 and 35 or something.
Like 50-some games over 5?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they may be flirting with that Seattle Mariner 116.
You think so? They might. I mean, you talk about, I mean, I thought Mookie was going to be the AL MVP, but
JD
is like doing his thing, too.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. All right, but enough of that because we want to talk about our guy, okay?
Uh-oh, here he goes.
So if I'm Don Mattingly tonight, okay, I'm thinking that I'm telling my pitcher Trevor Richards to wave 4 fingers when Ronald Acuña comes up to lead off the bottom of the first inning. I'm going to do something nobody does.
He's going to walk him out.
I'm going to walk the leadoff hitter for the other team.
You think Don, I mean, now Don, he's, you know, he's old school now. You, I mean.
That would not fly.
That ain't going to fly with him.
But,
no, he ain't doing
but
that.
If he hits another home run.
He might think about that. But nah, Don is old school.
Let's see, what did Ronald Acuña do yesterday that might have made some news? I don't know, bottom of the first inning, leading off the first game, he did this.
As this one's whacked toward right center field and deep. Sierra back, and it's into the and another leadoff homer for Acuña.
All right, so he leads off the 9-1 route with a home run. Game two, he comes up, bottom of the first, leads off, and does this.
22-year-old right-hander Miranda Gonzalez, and a rope hit to deep center on the first pitch. Can you believe it?
On the first pitch. Can you believe it? Ronald Acuña Jr. yesterday becomes the fourth player, as best they could tell, the fourth player in Major League history to hit leadoff home runs in both ends of a doubleheader on the same day. The other three, Brian Anderson in 1999, the Orioles, he was a hot guy for a little bit
Brady.
Of time.
Brady
Anderson.
Yeah, Brady.
Brian Anderson. Brady Anderson. And then Ricky Anderson in 1993, and a guy named Harry Hooper in 1913.
1913.
Yeah, they had to go way back at the Elias Sports Bureau to find that one.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. It was a special performance. I mean, all the way around, not just the home runs, John, the base running, the hitting, throughout the guy from the outfield. I mean, he's an all-around stud, man. I mean, he's great. But other guys pitched in, too. Ozzie, my guy, Camargo played well. I think he had 3 doubles, John.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
it all gets lost.
Yeah, he had 3 doubles, John.
Because, I mean, well, and so did Freddie.
Freddie had a home run.
I mean, a lot was going on out there. I mean.
Fulte had a nice hit yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
and Fulte pitched well.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, all of it went, and they doubleheader sweep. But everybody's just going, oh, my God, this guy. What the heck is this? 17 home runs now.
Yeah, man.
I mean, 6 home runs in his last 7 games. Four times he's led off the bottom of the first with a home run.
That's pretty good, Andy.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So he moved to the leadoff spot. He's hit 4 leadoff home runs to start the game, not to start an inning.
Yeah, so now they can't
start the game.
You still can't walk him, though. You still can't walk him. Because, I mean,
this is insane.
You want to walk him to get to Ozzie?
And to Freddie? No, Freddie. You don't. But, yeah. I mean, it's still insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was an outstanding performance, all-around performance by this whole squad, led by this young man, because he brought the energy early. I mean, that's what it was. He brought the energy early. The team seemed like they fed off of it. But, once again, they're playing an inferior team. And that's the most important thing. They took care of business like they're supposed to.
Brian Snicker, after the game, after game two, just going, what can you say when you're witness to this?
Now, Freddie and I are just kind of standing there smiling at each other. It's like he's, again, you know, type thing. It's like you said earlier, after the first game, he's swinging the bat really well. I mean, he feels good. His takes are good. He's aggressive. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. See, he's doing it all over the field, too. I mean, let's think about it. You know, they're coming up and in on him. He's yanking it to left. They're throwing it over the middle of the plate and low. He's screaming it to center. They go outside the edge. He's hitting it over the wall in right center. I mean, he's using the whole field. This guy is just, I'm not sure when the last time we've seen something like this in Atlanta. Maybe Andrew Jones, I think, is the only comparison. I've seen other players, Randy, get hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go through, Jeff Burrows did for the Braves. We're talking about the Braves here. Jeff Burrows, Bob Horner, Andrew certainly, Big Cat, I mean, Chipper. I mean, guys who get really just lightning hot. Even Freddie, who would get lightning hot for a while. But this, man. This is, Joseph Martinez, what he's doing is unprecedented, correct?
Yeah.
In some ways, what Ronald Acuña is doing is unprecedented because he's doing it from the leadoff spot.
I mean, John, just, you know, this is just enjoy it, all right? Let's not anoint him. Let's not put the statue by Hank yet, but, I mean, the kid is, he's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing. But you're ready to go break ground on the statue right now, huh?
Well, he's 738 away from tying.
But yeah, I mean, you know this, like I said, you've been covering baseball since the 40s. So I mean, you've seen it all. I mean, you've seen guys that
they
have come
give
out.
Enough credit, Harry Hooper, 1913.
I mean, that's a long way. I mean, did you see him?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, like, did you see him in person? But I mean, this is it's fun. And I just remember the last couple of years in Braves baseball. We just all, as a Braves fan, we're just sitting around like, when are these guys gonna come up? When are we gonna see these prospects? Because that's all you heard about prospects, Farmley. And now you see what these young players are doing. Now all we gotta do is get these young arms, and we might have some, John.
How about Tukey Toussaint?
Yeah,
too? I mean, that was really something. I mean, he throws it. You know, he got a fastball, throw it by you, and he's got this wicked slider, and he comes out in his major league debut and wins yesterday. And Brian Snicker said to what a question that Randy asked, and the first thing, is he going to do the Gwinnett Cobb, shuttle here? And this is what Brian Snicker said.
I mean, he could be that, you know, the guy that the next time we may put in to split guys up and give him, the extra day. I mean, he definitely puts himself into consideration for that, yeah.
Yep.
Hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. You know, and right now just getting guys back and healthy. I mean, all these young, you know, we talk about the young hitters, Ozzy and Acuña, the young position players, but we also have to talk about all these young pitchers that have helped this throughout the year. And, you know, to have three different guys make their major league debut and all win.
Wow. That's amazing. 32 pitches, though, John.
Yeah, 30. I counted 30, them up.
32 pitchers. And the season's not even over yet. And that's what I'm saying. It's just been a revolving door of arms. And that's why I was like, that's why I'm hoping, even if this kid comes up, and knock on wood, he does get rocked or something, his next start. Don't send him back. I mean, that I just don't think you allow them to grow when you keep on sending them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Hey, let them take their lumps. Let them take their lumps. But this kid, I mean, that slot, I mean, that thing was all over the place yesterday. And the weight, the velocity that he was throwing that ball with, it was,
yeah,
he was bringing it.
Yeah, I know.
Then it was like he wasn't taking a long in his approach between pitches. He would get it. He would wipe his hand off, and he was bringing it right back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this kid, he has talent. But, once again, good for him winning his first major league start. But got to string these things together.
You know, and he had the same thing that I saw with Sean Newcomb in his first starter, too, which was this presence on the mound like he had been there his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked up there. It was his major league debut. He was like, I got this by, you know, boom. I mean, it was just natural. It looked like he had been out there, and we're looking at year five. I mean, that's what I thought. I mean – He and what I loved about him, about Tukey, was no fear.
Yeah, he was up there. He's like,
you're going to have to hit me.
He went out and once again got in a little trouble in the second inning, but he was able to stay poised and battle his way through that, which was impressive to me because being a young pitcher, sometimes when you do give up a couple, because you saw a little bit of frustration from him, then he settled down.
Yeah, right, true.
And he was able to go out and get those outs and was able to get out the inning, and then the Braves came alive, the bats came alive.
Man, it's really something to watch here. And we're talking about the Braves and their doubleheader sweep again tonight. They'll go for three in a row over the Marlins, sending Anibal Sanchez to the mound at SunTrust Park as they try and extend their lead back sole possession of first place in the NL East after the two wins yesterday and what Ronald Acuña Jr. is doing now. Six home runs in seven games, only the fourth player in Major League history to hit leadoff home runs in both ends of a doubleheader. Things of that nature that just are unprecedented. First Brave ever to do it, obviously. So, it's just really incredible to watch what is taking place with these youngsters. And you have to remind yourself that yesterday was Tuki Doucet's Major League debut and that Ronald Acuña Jr. has played only 66 games.
Yeah, but they look like pros. And he has such a beautiful swing, too. I mean, it's just pitting.
You know, you keep thinking, we'll find the hole in your swing.
Yeah,
he adjusts to everything.
He has a great beauty. He has a beautiful swing. Once again, can do everything on a baseball. He can run. Saw he had a stolen base. We saw the cannon. Like I said, he threw the guy out in third base who looked like he was. It looked like Acuña. He was just being real cool and calm, dude. Tried to take off from second to third, and he just roped it over there to him. I mean, he's special, John. He's special.
Well, and it's even his base hits, like the one that was really a double, the line drive through the infield. He hits everything so bloody hard.
Yeah. Then how about the running out of a ball going to first, right. End up being a I mean, the kid has it all. Some of John's funk right here.
Oh, is this? Yeah. See, I brought in a CD called John's Funk because I wanted to prove I have had this CD forever. It's a CD for crying out loud.
John's Funk.
Yeah, babe. You were listening to this today.
Is there a particular reason why you played this song?
Well, Wild Cherry?
I just, there's no names on any of these. I'm just playing.
Yeah, I don't have a track list.
Just track one, track two.
Well, Wild Cherry, 17. Whatever year this was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.